Proclamation number 8606 of 4th of September, 1963. God is seen in creation. Everything around you should prove to you an exceedingly loving and wise creator, but you only look at creation with dead eyes. You do not see the life, which flows through everything. You often do not know about purpose and destiny of the individual works of creation. You cannot see through them to all subtleties, and therefore you take everything for granted, and you do not recognize the perfection of Him, who let everything come into being. You yourselves live in the midst of a work of creation and walk carelessly along without asking yourselves what purpose the whole of creation could possibly have. And you yourselves are the crown of creation. You are self-aware, thinking beings with vitality and free will. You can make use of creation according to your will. You can be creatively active yourselves. You can research and also subjugate forces of nature to yourselves. You can truly be regarded as masters of creation, for it was created for you that it might fulfill its purpose. But you do not know the meaning and purpose of creation. You do not know that greater than great love let it come into being because you humans are supposed to mature in it, as well as every work of creation itself is a spiritual purpose. You do not know that God's wisdom recognized everything what served this task, and that His power also carried out everything what love and wisdom decided. But the assignment of the whole creation is the return of all once fallen spiritual, and you men are in the lost stage of this process of return, while everything what you see around you still goes its course in the different stages, but in the end also has to end the course on earth as man. Since you now possess the ability to be able to think, everything what surrounds you should also let you recognize the creator of it, a being, which can think and want like you, but stands in highest perfection. For you are the most highly developed work of creation on earth, thus the creator must surpass all that in perfection which he himself has created. But he must be a being, since all his works of creation, because created for a purpose, presuppose the ability to think and a will, and because you yourselves are self-aware. This Supreme Being must also be a self-aware spirit which works in love and wisdom. All this should let you recognize creation, and therefore it should not be difficult to mentally join this Creator and to acknowledge Him as exceedingly perfect. But mostly you men blindly pass by everything what proves the Creator to you. You have no desire to fathom what purpose creation could have. You look at everything with worldly directed senses. You resign yourselves to the fact to live in the midst of creation, and you desire no closer information about its reason and purpose. Yet again and again your thoughts are directed into spiritual territory, for thought activity is also a means to find your God and Creator. Again and again you will be prompted to think, and you will be surrounded by waves of thoughts which flow towards you from the spiritual kingdom, which also belong to the greatest miracles of divine creative power, and can be accepted or rejected by yourselves, since you possess free will. But it is the last stage in the process of return, and this is to be used well to successfully bring the process to an end. And since the aim in earth life is the voluntary union with God, everything is done from His side to direct the thoughts of man towards Him, who is both His Creator as well as His Father, because the being emerged from His love in the beginning. And when the creation surrounding him does not bring about that man thinks about it and learns to recognize a God and Creator, his fate of life must cause him to it, which then can indeed also be very sorrowful, but can still bring man on the way to God. But then also the aim is reached, on which his happiness depends in the spiritual kingdom. For every person knows that his stay on this earth is not eternal, but that he cannot pass away, only few believe. And for those then the lot will be dreadful, who did not want to acknowledge a God and Creator despite all aids, which were given to man in earth life. Because man can recognize God when he only wants it himself. But he cannot be forced to it because his perfection can only be reached in free will. Every man can recognize a power over him, and he should connect himself with this power and seek to make it inclined towards him. Then his earth course will truly not be in vain. The process of return will be finished, which has needed eternal times and still has to be carried out by every once fallen being. Amen.